Welcome to the Morning by Morning podcast, where we discuss faith, relationships, and life advice. Grab a cup of coffee or your favorite cozy drink and start the day with us. Good morning and welcome back to another episode of the podcast. I'm so glad you are listening today. And I'm just going to start out with my gratitude before I even get into the topic. So first of all, I am grateful that when I'm recording this, it is a Thursday evening. And I don't know about you, but to me, Thursday evening is when I just start feeling pretty chill. Like we're kind of entering the pre-weekend. I feel like it's, you know, it's Friday Eve, it's first Friday, and we can do it. We can get through the rest of the week. I also treated myself to an afternoon iced coffee from Starbucks on my drive home because it was just one of those days that I thought, you know what, I think I can let myself have that and just enjoy it at the end of the day. And it was really nice. I did get decaf, by the way. And also that when I'm recording this, it is about mid-April. And as a teacher, it's just kind of nice that the end is in sight. You feel like you can make it. If you just remember being in school, or if you work in a school, or if you have kids in school, you can probably tell towards the end, the students, I feel like, get, you know, kind of tired of school and they're ready to be done. And then as a result, the teachers are ready to be done. And it's a whole thing. It's fine. It's my gratitude, so I don't want to complain, but I genuinely feel I can see the light at the end of the tunnel. And because of that, I think things that would usually annoy me a little bit are, I'm able to let them slide a little bit better. So anyways, lots of things to be grateful for. So today, though, what I want to share is my current morning and evening routines. And if you don't care about this, that's not the episode for you. But I personally really enjoy listening to podcasts about routines and also watching YouTube vlogs about routines because I think it's fun to get ideas and just see like how other people kind of pump themselves up for the day, or, you know, if I want to change something up in my routine, seeing what people do. So I just thought it would be fun to share. And because if you did not listen to last week's episode, or I guess I should say, if you didn't listen to the teaching episode that I did with Casey and Micah, I shared that I will in the near future be transitioning to a different type of job. So I'm kind of thinking that that might allow for a change in routine or maybe some additions to my routine. I don't know. We'll see. So I just kind of wanted to, you know, talk about what does it look like right now, and then we'll see if it changes. But if you work any sort of regular day job that is, you know, you go there at the same time every day, then you can probably relate to this. But I also just am by nature a routine person. I enjoy routines. I think that they make my life easier and I feel more relaxed when I don't have to make the decision because I just do the same thing every time. So anyway, you know what a routine is. I don't have to explain that. But here is what a typical morning looks like if it is a weekday right now as a teacher. So what I do is we have a sunrise alarm clock. I don't even remember the brand, but it was pretty inexpensive on Amazon. It's not one of the really fancy ones, but I think, I don't know, it might have been $30 or something. I don't remember, but when you set it, you can decide how much time you want to lead up to your alarm actually going off, as in making a sound, and you can have the light gradually get brighter in your room so that sometimes the light itself will wake you up and it's not as shocking as a blaring sound near your ear. And I personally have really noticed a difference and enjoyed that. To wake up a little more peacefully. So even if the light doesn't wake me up, it's nice because you can decide what sound you want. And so one of ours we have is wind chimes, and then one of them is like a bird, not a song, I don't know, bird noises. And Anyways, those are just kind of nicer to wake up to than some alarms I used to have on my phone. But the nice thing about it is that it is not right next to my head where I'm sleeping. So when the alarm goes off at 5:45, I actually have to physically get up out of bed to go turn it off. And so that really helps me, because if I can just hit snooze, then I'd probably be in trouble sometimes. But I get up at 5:45 almost every morning. I'd say 90% of the time. Every once in a while, if it's been, you know, really rough or I stayed up late, then I might go back to bed after turning off that alarm. And then our second alarm is at 6 o'clock. So usually 5:45, I get up, I have to turn on a couple lights. I will brush my teeth. I put in my contacts, which I was talking to my sister about this recently, and I probably need to give my eyes more of a break because I literally put them in within 5 minutes of waking up. But I just don't love wearing glasses for any length of time. I don't know why. And so I do that, and I try to drink some water because I know that I want coffee and that I should probably get a little bit of water in my system before my coffee. And then I will also set my Bible out on the table just so that it's ready for when I get to sit down and read, and it just kind of reminds me to read before I leave for work. And then I will have my coffee. So I typically set my coffee on like an auto setting the night before so that at 5:45 in the morning, it starts brewing. I don't have to like go in there, measure the water and the grounds. Like it just, I do it the night before and it's ready for me when I'm ready. And I really enjoy that. So I'll get my coffee, take a moment to just hold the warm mug and enjoy that. And if I'm really extra tired, sometimes I just take my coffee and sit in front of my closet and stare at my clothes for a long time, just for a moment to breathe. And I think that picking out my clothes is an excuse to sit down. I don't know. Anyways, I will then do my makeup, do my hair. I do my makeup in the exact same order every day. So again, you don't have to think too much about it. I do my hair in one of two, maybe three styles every day with no heat. I don't wash it in the morning, so that's very quick. And then I will put on whatever I'm working in for that day, whatever clothes I'm gonna wear. I then will start my process of making my breakfast, and I'm even pretty routine in what I eat. I don't change it up too much except on weekends, because on weekends I have a lot more time. And I wouldn't say my breakfast is super healthy, but whatever. It keeps me full, doesn't make me feel bad. So what I have been doing recently for the past, I would say, couple months is that most weekdays I will make a breakfast sandwich with eggs and either sausage or bacon on a ciabatta bun. And it's really good. It's filling. It's easy to wrap up and take with me, which is what I do basically every day. I very rarely on a workday sit at home and eat my breakfast. If I don't do that, I'll make some other quick thing that I can take with me in the car. Occasionally oatmeal, occasionally like a muffin or something. But I will make my breakfast, and while it's cooking, I will sit down and read my Bible. I try to read a chapter a day. I'm not super strict with this on myself because honestly, sometimes how much time I have to read just depends on how quickly I did all of those other things that I just said. So I try to do a chapter. Sometimes it ends up being, you know, a half of a chapter, especially if it's a longer one. And I want to be able to read at a pace that I'm absorbing the information and I'm getting something out of it, not just speeding through it so that I can check it off my list. So it really just kind of varies by the day, but the goal I have in my head usually is a chapter. And I love to highlight in my Bible, write myself little notes in the margins. And so I do like to make sure I have, you know, a good 15 minutes, 20 minutes or so to do that. Again, depending on the morning. And then before I am ready to leave for work, I always make a cup of ice water and a cup of hot tea to take with me to work. I get those, it's not like a Yeti or a like more fancy brand like that. It's a cheaper one. What did I get? Oh, I got Ozark Trail mugs, or I guess they might be called tumblers, but I take two of those with me every day because they keep drinks very hot or very cold for a long time, and they are not anywhere near as expensive as some other brands that have those types of metal cups. But anyways, take those with me. I bring my lunch to work with me every day. So if I was not responsible and if I did not make my lunch the night before, I will take the time to throw some things in my lunchbox in the morning. I will say that my lunch is typically a little more balanced than my breakfast. I try to have, if I can, some sort of fruit and some sort of veggies, if not one or the other. I will have whatever like my main course is. And I usually like to throw in at least a small piece of chocolate or something like that that I can look forward to. But I'll take my lunch. And then before I leave, I will also take some vitamins, or if I haven't eaten anything yet, I'll just put them in my pocket until I get to work and have eaten my breakfast. And then I don't know when this started happening, but I have become that person that has to check 1 million times if I turned off the stove, if I turned off the lights. I don't often light candles in the morning, but occasionally I do, and then I get stressed. I'm not going to blow out the candle. And so I had to do a couple checks around and make sure everything is the way it's supposed to be before I leave. And then I take all of that stuff to my car, and I usually call my sister on the way to work and talk to her until I get to work. And I will eat my breakfast in the car. And then, like I said, take my vitamins when I get to work. Then when I get into work, I usually have between 20 minutes and 40 minutes before my students actually arrive. And so I typically am doing some different things around my classroom to get ready for them. I have a couple different types of lights I turn on, my projector. I have to display their bell ringer work up on the smart board, try to quickly check my work email in case anything's urgent. And take my lunch down to the lounge. Sometimes I have to check in with other teachers. It's a lot of like electronic prep and then just making sure I know exactly what my first class is going to be doing for that day. And so, yeah, that's kind of scrambling some days, but that's okay. Anyways, then I have my work day, and now we're going to talk about the evening routine. So in the evening, or I guess it's still the afternoon usually when I get home from work, I usually need a snack immediately. I come home, I eat a snack of some sort, and I will put on some workout clothes. Even if I'm not going to do an intense workout, I usually like to come home and change into something more comfortable, and then I will unpack my lunch, rinse out the dishes so that they don't get gross. If I'm being extra on top of things, then I like to then immediately repack my lunch and put it in the fridge so I don't have to worry about it later. Then I like to try to incorporate some kind of movement. So I will, if it's nice outside, go for a long walk. If it is not nice outside, sometimes I will either go to the gym or I will do yoga. Sometimes I just do a different type of YouTube workout video if I don't do yoga. And I don't do this every single day, but I really try to because I genuinely do feel better after I make sure I exercise. While I am walking, I will sometimes call a friend or a family member if there's someone that I'd like to catch up with, or I will listen to a podcast while I'm walking. So that's just a really nice way for me to unwind from the day, de-stress, kind of be able to refocus on things that I would like to think about and do for the evening. And I also just really enjoy getting outside and enjoying some fresh air. Then whenever I'm finished with that, I like to make sure there's no bigger chores that I need to do. I call them chores. I mean, like if I have to do my laundry, for example, or if I have to buy groceries for the week, or there's some sort of bigger task like that that's more time consuming, I will only do one of those per evening. And then like small messes and things I have to clean up, that's not as big of a deal. But things that are time consuming, I'll just pick one. And thankfully, I don't have one of those every single night. But if there's groceries, laundry, vacuuming, or something that needs to be done, I will do one of those things. Then I usually cook dinner. I will eat with my husband when he gets home. And we recently have been watching a lot of TV in the evenings. We don't have kids. We have a little more free time and flexibility with our evening schedules. I guess I shouldn't say a lot of TV because really there's not that much time, but we often will watch TV in the evening. We sometimes will play a game or something like that while we eat dinner or after we eat dinner. because he is a teacher too, one or both of us may have things we need to prep for the next day. I've really tried not to do this as much, but sometimes it happens. Then at some point at night, I will take my shower, and if I have a lot of extra time or if I just feel especially stressed that day, I like to actually take a bath and read, because I have learned that reading for fun, especially reading fiction, just really can calm me down, and it's just relaxing and it helps you to focus on something else other than the things that are making you worried and stressed. And then after that, if I am feeling extra responsible, I will pick out my outfit for the next day and pack my lunch. So I don't do that every single night. Sometimes I am adding those to my morning routine, but I like to do that if I think of it and have time. Some evenings we have things that are family or friend events, or we might go out to eat or something like that. But that is what a typical evening has been looking like recently. And like I said, because my husband's also a teacher, we both usually come home with similar energy levels, and just depending on how the day went. And so we like to just keep our evenings pretty chill and relaxing so that we can feel refreshed and restored for the next day. Like I said, this all might change a little bit. It may not, I'm not sure, but as I start a new job soon, I will most likely have a little bit more time in the morning and a little bit less time in the evening. So because of that, I am starting to think about if there's anything I would like to take away or add to my routine to just set myself up for success and a good day. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I would really love to hear if there's anything special that you like to do in your morning or evening routine, or if there's anything that you would like to change for yourself in the future. Thanks so much for listening, and I hope you will have a good rest of your day. Thank you again for listening to another episode of the podcast. If you want to give feedback on this topic, share other topics you want to hear about, or share what you're grateful for, you can follow the Instagram page, Morning by Morning Podcast. I would love to hear from you. Remember to find something to be grateful for today.